For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Relationship with children and family. Parenting in the parsonage is much like parenting in any godly Christian home. As ministers and pastors, we face the same issues that parents in our congregations face when it comes to family relationships. We need to find ways to communicate with our spouses, train our children, deal appropriately with our schedules, and face challenges in a godly and overcoming manner. However, just as ministers and pastors face some specific issues in keeping their marriages healthy, there are specific challenges related to raising families while serving in full-time ministry. There are also distinct opportunities. As we consider these unique aspects, we can be assured that just as God called us into ministry, He is involved in the lives of our family members. Our spouses and children are not incidental parts of our lives. They are vital pieces in God's design for our labor for Him and have a role to fill in the particular church and time in which we minister. That is one reason why maintaining healthy family relationships is so important for those in the ministry. The Word of God offers other reasons as well. Managing our families well is specifically mentioned in the requirements of a bishop, pastor, or elder. An individual who serves the church in any of these roles is to manage his household well, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Of course, the time comes when our children assume direction in their own lives. However, careful guidance of them during their formative years is imperative, as indicated by Paul's insistence that it is a minister's duty to control his children. We also must lead our own families well in order to serve as a model to those in our congregations. Paul told Timothy, "Be thou an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, or behavior, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." That exhortation would certainly include being an example in our home and family life. Our lives are the most influential sermon we will ever preach, so it is vital that we set a good example in this area. The fact our children are related to the pastor does not take away their normalcy or their individual personalities and traits. It also does not insulate them from the issues that any young person faces in life. Thus, we must invest time and energy in building a healthy home life. Like all Christian parents, we need to focus on key principles of successful child rearing, such as love, example, discipline, protection, consistency, and availability. Some simple do's and don'ts for parenting in the parsonage can help us navigate the unique aspects of pastor-family relationships successfully. First, let us look at some things we should do. Be careful when discussing church members. We want them to love and respect the saints of God, so it is important to speak positively about our congregations in front of our children, whether they are toddlers or young adults. As little ones grow older, they will learn that everyone is human and that we all have strengths and weaknesses. Even then, we must be careful not to talk condescendingly, disrespectfully, or judgmentally. It is important to focus on the good qualities of people and guard against focusing on problems and concerns. Strive for balance. Although the demands of ministry exist, secular employment also makes demands. In either case, Jesus did not ask us to labor at the expense of our families. There is no requirement to choose between our family and our flock. Rather, we need to concentrate on finding balance. Jesus sometimes withdrew himself into the wilderness, retiring from the crowds and the demands of ministry for periods of prayer and personal refreshing. We must develop that ability as well, though we keep in mind that the ministry does at times require self-sacrifice and putting others' needs ahead of our own. Encourage participation in church activities. We should do our best to provide opportunities for our children to be engaged in gospel work and church activities. Make appropriate aspects of ministry an enjoyable family activity, just as you would enjoy each other's company at a purely recreational activity. One minister took his young son on occasional visitations and found that patients enjoyed the child's company as much as the pastor's. Learning music is a wonderful way to encourage future involvement. Visit other branch churches when possible and promote friendships between your children and the young people in those churches. This is especially important if there are few peers their age in the home church. Emphasize the positives of being a pastor's family. Although there are responsibilities in being part of leadership, there are abundant privileges also, and we should do our best to place emphasis upon this aspect. For example, pastors often can arrange their daytime schedules to accommodate their child's activities. Not all parents can do that. Our children will have the opportunity to develop friendships with the young and the old, with pastors and gospel workers from other cities, and with many saints of God who can be inspirations and examples to them. They will visit churches and meet people they might never have visited otherwise. Along with these physical advantages, our children have a valuable opportunity to see faith at work in the lives of others. When God answers prayer and moves in the lives of congregation members, the extra spiritual proximity to such outpourings can be of tremendous spiritual benefit to our children. Compensate for the negatives. Our children will learn that sometimes life in a pastor's home requires sacrifice on the family's part. We should express appreciation for their cooperation when schedules need to be adjusted or plans temporarily set aside because of an urgent need in the congregation, and look for ways to compensate. If we are called to serve as a pastor in a remote or rural area, feelings of loneliness and isolation can be real issues that call for our innovation and creativity as parents. Since under these circumstances, family life is a social life, capitalize on this to build close relational bonds through shared memories. Schedule time for family. As pastors, we generally have flexibility in how we schedule our time. If we build family outings, one-on-one celebrations, and annual vacations into our schedule, putting them on the calendar just like any other appointment, this will indicate to our children that we place a real value on spending time with them. Then, when parishioners call for an appointment that is not an emergency, we can schedule these around the times already set aside for family. Expect some opposition. Those who lead will face opposition. Jesus did. The disciples did. At times, the occasional criticism that comes our way will be warranted, but at other times it will be without merit. Our families will be unaware of details, but will always be concerned for us and observant. Therefore, we must respond in a godly manner without letting it affect our spirits. We can set a positive example before our families of being long-suffering, patient, and kind, and then they will benefit rather than being negatively impacted. Set boundaries. Set and clearly communicate boundaries to your church family to protect your family time. Our homes are our place of refuge, and it is not necessary to post an open house sign on the front lawn. Naturally, a good minister will always respond to genuine emergencies. However, it is important to define an emergency. If we are candid with our congregation about our need to set aside time blocks for our families, this will diffuse misunderstandings before they develop and often prevent disappointment regarding our availability. Learn to say no. Depending upon personal temperament, we may be inclined to say yes to every request or to take upon ourselves every task in the church that is not being done or done right. This approach to serving can seriously affect our family life. We should learn to delegate responsibility as needed and take the time to train, empower, and encourage others to participate around the church. Not only will this give us more time with our family, but it will give others the opportunity to enjoy the blessing of serving. Encourage everyone in the family to fill their designated role. Family unity is not fully possible unless each member is filling the role designed for them by God. As pastors, we depend upon our spouses for support, encouragement, and understanding. Our spouses depend upon us for attention, conversation, encouragement, and spiritual leadership. Our children depend upon us for nurture, teaching, protection, provision, and a godly example in faithfulness, compassion for others, and numerous other Christ-like qualities. As we all do our best to function in a God-pleasing manner in our respective roles, we can be sure that Christ is indeed the head of our household and is guiding and helping us in our family's journey together. Now, let's review some things we should not do. Do not act on information from your children or other members of your family. It never pays to react publicly to anything that family members tell us privately. Whatever they observed or whatever was told to them, if the matter truly needs our intervention, we can be sure that God will bring it to our attention in another manner. Use extreme caution in taking on your children's battles. Inevitably, differences will arise between our children and other young people in our congregation or local community. While we can advise our children regarding the steps they should take, we should be very cautious about intervening directly. In the majority of cases, the children will resolve the matter on their own. If we approach the other child or his or her parents, the situation could very well escalate, and ramifications or hurt feelings linger for the duration of our stay at that location. We want to be a guide rather than an advocate for our children. Do not share problems. As pastors and ministers, we are called upon to deal with a variety of challenges that arise within the church. Those issues should never be discussed in front of our children. They should not be given either the burden nor the right to hear about pastoral concerns or issues. Do not have unreasonable expectations. Just because our 2-year-old or 12-year-old happens to live in the parsonage with us, we should not expect them to behave in a manner beyond their years. We must be understanding and patient with their maturity level and development, rather than applying impossibly high standards for behavior. And while we definitely want to teach our children to be respectful, obedient, and kind, we must never fall into the trap of requiring our children to live up to other people's expectations. Do not show favoritism, and do not go to the other extreme either. We must never favor our children or put them into positions of responsibility in the church when they are too young or spiritually inexperienced. On the other hand, they should not be restricted from participation or have awards withheld simply because they are the pastor's child and the privilege or award should go to someone else. Throughout Scripture, God is called our Father. In the New Testament, Jesus is called our bridegroom. The two most powerful relationships in our world are those of husband and wife and parent and child. If God created these relationships and identifies himself in these roles, it is obvious that he places a high priority on these identities. We should too. Our first ministry field is our home. John said that he had no greater joy than to hear that his children walked in truth. Balancing ministry demands with the needs of our spouses and children presents us challenges, but if we have the right attitude and approach, family life can more than just survive, it can thrive. Counsel for ministers. We cannot expect absolute perfection in every aspect of personal life. It would be ideal if every minister's home was perfectly peaceful, we all had good-paying jobs or successful businesses, bills were never incurred, and cars never broke down. Life generally does not work that way for any of us. Some children quietly rebel, and some children quite visibly rebel. Businesses fail or health collapses, and financial hardships come as a result. Circumstances occur over which we have very little, if any, control. However, God knows, and He can supply grace and courage so we can address even these challenges in a manner that is worthy of our vocation as divinely called ministers.